Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, it's been another big week politically in the United States. In some ways, that's a stupid thing for me to say because it's always busy over there, let alone in the run-up to a presidential election. So I've got Bruce, my mate from Maryland. God, I'm falling to pieces this morning, Bruce. My mate Bruce from Maryland on the line. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Another hot, hot day. Good day from the USA, is I'm going to use as my slogan now.
That's your slogan? This is good. It is good. Hey, and a nice mix, of course, of the Antipodean g'day and the North American, well, strange enough, you're America. Love it. Love it. Hey, what's the big, big news at the moment? I mean, amongst all the things flying around from obviously Trump and Kamala Harris through to the Supreme Court, there's a new Secret Service director. I mean, what's the big focus there?
Oh, it just comes fast and furious as they have for the past several weeks. Probably we'll go to the most recent was Joe Biden is trying a sacrificial bill to increase to term limit, that was it. He wants to term limit the Supreme Court to 18 years. And he wants to have some sort of an ethics law that they have to abide by, which is goofy because it's dead on arrival is what they've been saying. Because to do something like that, you have to amend our Constitution. And our Constitution is etched in stone. It is Bible. You don't mess with it. And in order to add or subtract anything from the Constitution, called an amendment, and you have to have two-thirds of the House of Representatives, two-thirds of the Senate, U.S. Senate, and then it goes to the state Congresses, and three-fourths of them have to pass in order to put in a constitutional amendment. It is not easy. I think the last one we put in was they lowered the age, the voting age to 18. So that was 50 years ago. So that's the latest thing. And they're all talking about, the Supreme Court. And it's if they don't get their way, they're going to change the rules.
So it strikes me as a bit of a stunt then from what you've just described in terms of process. It is well beyond dead, if I could put it that way. There's no way the current makeup of the House and the Senate, let alone the states, are going to vote for this constitutional change.
Never. Never. It's just not that big enough. I mean, if it's, women get the vote, yeah. Prohibition, sure. The right to bear arms, yeah. But, you can only stay for 18 years? No.
I mean, is anyone... Is anyone commenting there of the irony of, Harris and Biden make a big thing of Trump and the Republicans as anti-democratic, trying to destroy our Constitution, yet here they are trying to change. I better be clear, they're not trying to destroy, but they're trying to change the Constitution. Is anyone picking up the irony of what they're saying, yet what they're also doing?
Oh, absolutely. It's the old saying, people who don't stand for anything will fall for anything. And the irony is, it's just projection, I guess. Anything they accuse the right to do, they're doing themselves. It's, just last week, if I could segue a little bit into Kamala, they pronounce her name Kamala. That's been an issue too. Take the name Pamela and put a K on it. Instead, people have been calling her Kamala, and apparently that's racist or something. I don't know.
I'm one of the ones who's fallen into it. I can see the media drumming this up as you say, the usual. It's racism, trying to silence people, all of that. But it's made me slightly paranoid. It's like, now, how do we pronounce her name? That's why I keep just saying Harris.
just say Pamela with a K. It's Kamala. The legacy media picked up on that and said, they're teasing her just on purpose because they mispronounced her name. It's like, oh, come on, please. But she's the flavor of the month. They're doing everything they can to cover up her past, and she's got a record. And it's funny, last March she was polling below ISIS. they were even considering, wondering whether to keep her on the ticket or not. And here now they've made her the new queen. Totally anti-democratic. Absolutely. Nobody. There were 14 million votes for Biden. She hasn't gotten a single one. And yet she's the greatest thing. What, in my opinion, what happened was a coup. They took over. Biden has taken a back seat and Kamala's meeting with heads of state head of Israel. Netanyahu last week. It's just, come on.
That's sort of my impression from a distance, insofar as Biden was holding out as long as he could, but it was clear a lot of work was done in the background to get her into place, because she's just moved in, if you will, so seamlessly, and all the backers, the Clintons and now the Obamas and Pelosi, they all kicked in so quickly. It's very clear they've been plotting this for a while.
Oh, this manufactured excitement is so transparent. It's, she's going to have a whole lot of questions, and they're coming, and they're not easy. I mean, she's her parentage is half Indian, so she's got an Indian background, Southern Asia, and then Jamaican. And her father was a professor who was a Marxist. And made no bones about it. She moved up. They split. Her parents split when she was young, and she and her mother moved to Canada. So she spent most of her formative life until college in Canada, in Quebec and Montreal, and then came back to Southern California. And her politics are to the left of AOC. She is the most liberal voting senator in the Senate. When she was there, she's a socialist.
Haven't they taken her voting record down, or some website that tracks voting? Hasn't there been sort of they call it in Latin damnatio memoriae, that you remove the memory of people, that media and other sites have been pulling down elements of her record? Is that correct?
Yes, they're doing everything. Well, they're, 3 years ago, the border exploded. Everybody started coming. The border, when we say border, it's Mexico and the United States. In 3 years, twice the population of New Zealand has come across our borders. That's over 14 million people. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're from. And when the flood started, or the tidal wave, Biden said, Kamala, you're in charge of the border. You see how you can fix that and get it done. And they were calling her the border czar. Well, now in the past week or two, since she's been named queen, no, she wasn't the border czar. We don't know what you're talking about. No. Economics, no. Defund the police. That was another one she was all over. No, there's going to be some questions, and she's going to have to answer them against Trump. Even they wanted to debate with her, arrange a debate with her before in like September. And Trump's like, she hasn't been elected to anything. Nobody's voted for her. They've still got to do their convention.
That's a good segue for what we're seeing here.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's what we're seeing down. No, it's good. I mean, it's what we're seeing down here. It's almost wall to wall adoration. I would say legacy media are back to usual. Like, they love their liberal. She can't do anything wrong, but they're also attacking Trump. And that's a good example that you've just used, which is they're now accusing Trump of not debating her. It's like, she's not actually the nominee. She's nothing in terms of presidential candidacy.
She's very, she's soft on crime. Her campaign, is going to be all about hopes and dreams and variables of hope and change and, you know, that kind of stuff. Nothing specific. Where Trump, on his side, he's going to just nail facts. And you know, so we'll see. She is so weak as a candidate. And
she's unburdened by what has been, if I'm quoting her correctly.
Exactly. We have to deal with the present, unburdened for what has been, so we can look to the future. Please.
So what's Trump up to then in terms of his last week or so? What's he been? So she's obviously out there wooing the crowd. I mean, he's doing well. What's any news on him at the moment?
The Donald. No, he's been right now. Today he was interviewed by the FBI as a victim for the assassination attempt at Mar-a-Lago by the FBI, which is ironic because last time they were there, they were guns blazing. Trump's been real quiet. If your enemy is busy, you know, shooting themselves, let him do it. there has been some kind of a harumph about the social media. Social media has just taken off anti-Trump. And there is even the Google content. If you go to Google and you enter in assassination attempt and then type in T-R-U, it'll autofill to Truman. And it won't say Trump. Trump's it's the obvious answer, but their algorithms and things are all going to self-populate to Truman. Is it a big thing? No, it's petty, it's childish. But that's,
we got a little bit of that down here, but I don't know. I don't want to over-egg it. You're the one in America, but yeah, you're seeing adoration for one candidate and little. And continuing mischiefs with the other. I mean, you mentioned that Trump's not as boisterous as he usually is. Are we seeing a slightly different man here? Because in the past, he was almost, was uncontrollable. He'd be shooting off from the hip, left, right, and center. He seems a little bit more disciplined. Would that be fair, or?
It depends. You've met my wife, Nancy, and we have that discussion a lot. I say he was totally bombastic and just everywhere. He was a loose cannon. And he said some things that resonated and got himself elected. Some say he's still that loose cannon. But I think he's learned to play the game. He knows the political stuff. He knows what to say. You know, stay away from hot mics and don't call people names. Well, the childish names, that's a Trumpism. It's not going to ever change. It's funny. Somebody said, you know, today, you know, your opinions are your facts. And it's my opinion is, yeah, it's a fact that Trump has calmed down. But Nancy would beg to differ with me and say, nope, he's just as mean and as nasty as he's always been.
I think it's always important to back one's wife, so I better back Nancy on this one. Speaking of names, after you.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, Trump, he's like a general. We're the soldiers or whatever. I don't have to like my general. Just keep me safe. Don't get me in a war. And, you know, whatever. I don't have to like him. Nobody liked Patton. But he did the job.
Well, they're clearly having a crack as well at J.D. Vance. He made what I thought was lacked a little bit of culture, talking about, was it childless people with cats or something, but they're really going after him at the moment in legacy media.
Oh, it was a silly comment he made in 2021. He compared Kamala with a childless cat lady. It's silly. It was taken out of context. It was perhaps mean-spirited, but if that's all they got. J.D. Vance, again, social media is tearing him apart over any little thing. The key word for JD for the week is weird. He's weird. He does things, but he's, you know, what's weird? And you'll hear it everywhere. Kind of their word of the week. They all got their talking papers.
Basically, a guy who does good, who works hard, gets a degree, marries, has kids, is faithful and happy, is weird, according to the Democrats.
But, well, and because of that, he's polling lower than any vice presidential candidate since 1980, I think, was Dan Quayle or something. He is a mini Trump, and he should have taken my advice and gone with Tim Scott.
That's right.
I tell you, I was right.
Hey, look, nobody listens to me. No one listens. They've got to listen. Well, we do here at RCR. We've got you on every week giving us the good oil. We just have no influence on Pamela. Now you've got me all confused. Kamala Harris or Trump or the Supreme Court. Actually, just really quickly, jumping back to the Supreme Court, it strikes me that you've had this system for many years. It's 9 justices, presidential appointed, et cetera, et cetera. It seems that because the Democrats don't get what they want, then they want to change, if you will, the Democratic system. They're all for the Supreme Court when it suits them, but the moment that these justices, who, by the way, are largely beyond reproach, I mean, these are the top people in there, that, A, Biden attacks them personally and quite nastily, which I think is pretty on the nose, but fundamentally, it's a Democratic system. Biden's just not happy he's getting the decision, so he wants to screw the scrum, as we would say here in New Zealand.
Exactly. The Supreme Court is hands-off. It is a sacred, sacred institution. It is the third leg of the triad of our separation of powers, legislative, executive, judicial. They are appointed for life. So therefore, you know, that keeps politics out of it. You don't run for it. You don't campaign or anything. And they're supposed to be the creme de la creme. And depending on who's president, they're going to have the same ideological view as the president who appointed them. Now, over that lifetime, a lot of Supreme Court justices who went in as conservative came out as liberal, and vice versa, probably more conservative than liberal. And yes, FDR tried to do it in the 40s, called packing the court, fill it full of, you know, the same ideologues, and then that just, you know, rubber stamp whatever law that the legislative branch gives to them. It's sacrosanct. It's ingrained in the Constitution, and you've really got to have a whole lot better reason than term limits. They should term limit themselves. Congress should term limit themselves before they do anything with the Supreme Court.
Actually, extremely, extremely good point. The other thing I had noted on vote
years.
I know, their whole life. And as someone who's been in politics, the longer you are in, I believe you become more detached from the people you're representing. I just think it's the nature of the role. Hey, last question. The Olympics, that must be the big, big thing. Americans, you're all sports mad like Kiwis, so everyone's following the Olympics.
Well, I think everybody's had just political overdose. It's just so much. It just comes and comes and comes, and, you know, conventions and this and that and the other thing. And it, like most countries, most people aren't political. They're not walking around thinking stuff. I like it because it's like sports. Yeah, you know, who's up, who's down, who advanced the ball, who fell behind, you know, bring in the pitch hitter, all that stuff. But people aren't watching, are paying any attention. They don't turn on their political radar until probably September or so. So, Olympics, and we're America, rah, rah, rah. And the women's gymnastics all around gold. They won the gold. We're equestrian, and people are watching swimming, and it's great. Love it. And, you know, since we are so large and so dominant, it's, you know, the hometown team has got quite a bit of an, or, well, not the hometown, but the Americans have quite a bit of power and athleticism.
We'll be watching with interest. A lot of our people, it's been, well, mostly it's about the sport. There's been a little bit of commentary about the opening, though it really hasn't been discussed much in legacy media. It certainly upsets some people, but I assume it's not really a big, big topic there in the States either.
Well, we had that opening ceremony Last Supper, fun and games, but they can't help themselves. They're French.
There we go. We just lost all our French listeners.
Oh my gosh! I'm sorry, you French people. a naked blue man representing France at a Bacchanal? Come on. that's not inclusion. And to use the word of the week, that's weird.
Well, Bruce, I'm incredibly grateful again for all your time. As I said at the start, there's just no shortage of topics. So I look forward to chatting again. You can tell Nancy from me that I think she's always right, because of course, happy wife, happy life. I appreciate you coming.
She'll hear this, so there'll be a big smile on her face.
Well, thanks again, Matt. Really appreciate having you on.
All righty, you Kiwis. You Kiwis, get on with your days, and we'll talk to you next week.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.